Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man was shot in a West Oak Lane apartment, and police had to carry him down three floors of stairs to get him out of the building. Officials say he died this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports.
Police were called to go to Ogontz Avenue close to Middleton Street at about 11 o'clock at night for the report of a shooting. Chief Inspector Scott Small says officers went in a third floor apartment unit and found a 54-year-old man on a mattress.
And he was suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to his torso, his hip, his lower back, and leg. He was conscious, but he was in a lot of pain.
So the cops had to lift him up and carry him down three flights of stairs to get him outside to the medic unit that was waiting. They rushed him to the hospital. Police aren't sure of a motive or who the shooter could be. They say there were surveillance cameras outside the building, but the ones inside weren't working. There were three others in the building at the time who heard the shots but didn't see where they came from. They were taken in for questioning. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A big night for Philly DA Larry Krasner, who easily won the Democratic primary, all but assuring him a third term. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
DA Krasner aimed his campaign largely at the Trump administration, but in his victory speech, he focused on his own 7 years in office. He boasted that the recent decline in homicides was accompanied by a decline in incarceration.
The lowest number of Philadelphians in state prison and the lowest number of Philadelphians in county jail that I have seen since I became a lawyer in 1987.
Krasner, though, sounded aggrieved for a large part of his speech, dwelling on the fact that his opponent, Pat Dugan, had raised more money than he had, criticizing large donations from out-of-town PACs, which is an unusual complaint since Krasner was first elected with nearly $2 million from New York billionaire George Soros. But apparently, Dugan's fundraising success stung.
Other people try to buy the votes you have earned over a period of 7 years.
Krasner delighted the crowd of enthusiastic supporters with his sign-off, a challenge to Republicans who fielded no primary candidate to come up with someone to run against him.
You keep effing around.
What are you going to do?
In November, you're going to find out.
In Center City, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In statewide races, Maria Batista beat GOP-endorsed Anne Marie Wheatcraft from Chester County in the Republican primary for Superior Court. Matt Wolford, who had the party endorsement, easily won the Republican nomination for Commonwealth Court over Berks County's Josh Prince. But the big battle will come in November when Republicans try to unseat three Democrats on the state Supreme Court. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Longtime Republican political consultant Christopher Nicholas says while there was a lot of focus on GOP primaries for Commonwealth and Superior Court, come the fall, he says the focus will be on a retention vote for three Democratic Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices.
Which is a simple up or down yes or no vote. There's no opponent. It just says, shall so-and-so be retained for another term on the fill-in-the-blank court? And there's yes and no. Almost all the time, yes wins.
But Nicholas says in 2015, there was the rare occurrence of three seats opening up and going on the ballot.
And the Democrats won all three races. So you can't do anything about that until 10 years later. Well, guess what? It's now 10 years later. So the Republican Party statewide and nationally will be focused on having voters reject or vote no on the retention of those three Supreme Court members.
If a justice is not retained by voters, their term ends and the seats would go on the ballot in 2027. The state Senate and the governor could choose a successor, or the seat or seats could remain open until 2027. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We are in the final days of Mental Health Awareness Month, and as we prepare to remember our fallen heroes on Memorial Day, we are reminded that veterans who are still with us may need support. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Long after serving in conflict, many veterans carry the heavy memories of what they've experienced. Some even prefer not to talk about it. According to a recent survey from the Wounded Warrior Project, 63% of veterans reported symptoms of one or more mental health conditions, from stress, anxiety, and depression to post-traumatic stress disorder. Brian Mullen, a licensed professional counselor with ThriveWorks in Philadelphia, says 77% suffer from PTSD.
Almost everything's a threat. So threat response is
just off the charts. This is exhausting. So it leads to what we can perceive as low energy and sometimes like sleeping all the time. They're not really low energy. They're just exhausted from being on high alert constantly.
Mullen says left unchecked, these conditions can worsen over time and can lead to suicidal ideation.
Contributing factors can include PTSD. They can also include chronic pain, social isolation, trying and struggling perhaps through no fault of their own to reintegrate back into a vastly different civilian life.
Veterans in crisis can call the Veteran Crisis Line, dial 988, then press 1. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.